Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Chulin, and we're up to parak Be'ez Mishnah Hey. Ashochet behema chayv vav. If a person shechts a behema chayv or an ov, lo yatz mehen dam, but it didn't bleed. It was a dry shechita. So ksherim, they're still going to be kosher. You're allowed to eat it. The blood is not ma'akev the shechita. V'ne'acholim bi'adayim so'avos, and you can eat it with hands that are tameh, lefi shalo huchshu badam, because the meat never became huchshu l'kabal tumah, because it never came in contact with any dam, because it was dry. Rabbi Shimon Omer Hichshira B'Shechita. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Shechita itself is Machshir to be Makabel Tuma, even though it never came into contact with any dam. Shechita itself has the capacity to be machshir lekabel tumah. Mishnah Vav, hashochet es ha'mesukanes. If a person shechts an animal that is ill and dying, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, ad she'tiparkes biyado v'regel. You have to assume that it died before the shechita, unless it moves its foreleg and hind leg. And if it made those movements during the shechita, then it had enough life in it that you could assume the shechita killed it in its kosher. Rabbi Lazar Medaya im Zinka. Rabbi Lazar says it's just good enough if a little bit of blood shoots out, and you know it had a little bit of life force in it, and therefore the shechit is what killed it. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Afashoch b'layli, even if you're shechting at night, where you can't see if its leg is moving, ulamachar hishkam, but the next morning when you wake up, matzok salam aleim dam, and you see that the room, the walls of the room are full of blood, so it obviously squirted everywhere, ksheira, then it's going to be kasher, shezinka, because you know that it squirted. Ukamidas Rabbi Lazar. And that goes with Rabbi Elazar's definition. Chum say it doesn't need to move its foreleg and hind leg. One or the other is good enough. Or even wagging its tail is a good enough sign of life. Both behemadaka and a behemagasa have these dinim that it has to show that it was still alive at the time of shechita in order for the shechita to be kosher. If a behemadaka moved its foreleg in one direction but didn't pull it back, psula, it's not enough of a sign of life. That is just life ebbing away from it, but it doesn't prove that it was alive at the moment of shechita. But that's only if we knew the animal to be dangerously ill prior to that. But if it was an otherwise healthy animal and just didn't move much during the shechita, then even without any of these simanim, the shechita is going to be kosher, because we assume that the animal was alive. To review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we said when you shecht the behemah chayiv ha'ov and there's no blood that comes out, it's still a kosher shechita, but it's a machlokas whether the meat is huchshah lekabel tumah or not. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if you're shechting a behemah mesukenes, there's four different shitas, I think it was, about how to determine whether it was alive and the shechita is what killed it, which would be good news that would make it kosher. Is it that it has to, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds it has to move both its foreleg and hind leg. Rabbi Lezer says it just has to squirt blood, and Rabbi Shimon says that the way to see that is even if you shecht in the middle of the night, but you wake up in the morning and you see that the walls are full of blood, you know that it's squirted blood. The Chum say it only needs to move its foreleg or its hind leg, or to wag its tail. So I guess that's three shitos, and that's true both by behemadaka and behemagasa. If a behemadaka only moves its leg in one direction but not the other, then that's not enough of a sign of life. And all of these different shitos about signs of life are only necessary if you know the behemah to be a mesukenes. But if the behemah is not mesukenes, then there's no need for any of these signs of life. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Be'ez Mishnah Zayin.